KXLA, Pasadena. And we're playing phonograph records. Imperial and Western, we have a lot of friends here from the Colony Club tonight. Abu Zigreen is over here from he's the MC, the Tuesday night MC of the famous Battle of the Beauty Queens. And a couple of announcements about the Colony Club, incidentally. We've been talking about it while we're traveling. I want to say that one thing that we didn't mention in our travels, and that is that Betty Rowland, that exotic redhead, is coming to the Colony Club very soon. And is there any news, Marvin, when she's coming?
Well, we haven't got the exact date as yet, Art. I guess we're going to have to keep everybody guessing for a little while longer. But it won't be long, very, very soon.
Everybody's anticipating that exotic redhead, Betty Rowland.
Mostly me. And it will be, as I think you've told the folks, in an all-new show. Brand-new, all-new show, Bathing Beauties on Parade.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to say the Colony Club jumps in the swimming pool or something, maybe.
We were thinking of that, but it's a little messy.
People are liable to say we were all wet, huh?
Or they might say, let him jump.
Yeah. How was everything at the Colony, the Battle of the Beauty Queens? Who won the battle?
Lizette won the battle tonight for the fourth or the fifth time. She's won it so many times now, I can't count them anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear one of the home Colony Club gals won the contest. Something else I wanted to ask you, but I can't remember it, so we'll ask you after the next record. We have Sally the Amazon with us here tonight, and I'm very happy to have her back after a long time. Sally, lean up here, and I haven't seen you in about a year. I remember Sally used to be on our show a lot when we first started and was one of our original boosters. We're quite grateful to her. And if there's anybody that can boost you, it's just Sally. As a matter of fact, as I remember one night, you almost threw me over the drive-in. Isn't that true?
Well, just about.
Or do you remember? Oh, wait a minute. That's another story. Where have you been for the last almost year, Sally?
Raising little Amazons.
Wait a minute now. How many little Amazons do you have?
Oh, it's just one. Now.
One with two heads?
No, just one head.
Who's this sitting next to you?
Must I say?
No.
All right, I won't.
Okay. Let's find out up in the front seat here. This is kind of a baby Amazon up here. What, redhead, what's your name?
Janet.
You've never been out before, have you, Janet? I mean, to our program?
Uh-uh.
You dance?
Huh?
Huh? Do you dance?
Yeah.
Now, let's see. I'm going to give you some dance tickets here, and you take the man with a pipe here and take him dancing. Does he dance?
Yeah.
Is he the guy you go dancing with?
Not yet, but I'm going now.
What did you say? What is the two? Well, I mean, just go dancing. They're free. Why ask?
Huntington Park.
You know where the HPB is? Huntington Park Ballroom?
I used to live there.
You ever been to the Huntington Park Ballroom?
I lived there. I used to.
You lived in the ballroom? I know somebody else that said they lived there. And they used to say this place is terrific, terrific. This place is just like the Biltmore. Built more like a barn than a dance hall. I want to say this. These boys sponsor part of my afternoon program. And I wish any of you going to go dancing and whip over there. It's two blocks south of Slauson on Pacific Boulevard. Good place to dance. You come out here, we'll slip you some free tickets. Who are you?
Scotty Montgomery.
Put his pipe right back in his mouth. You know Scotty very well?
Yeah, I go bowling with him all the time.
Go where?
Bowling.
Oh, I thought you said bawling.
Bowling.
What kind of a game does he shoot?
Him, about 75.
What?
Wow. What kind of a game do you shoot?
166.
What do you suppose is wrong with his? All right, here comes the bowling sheet out here. Let's have a look.
Down the bottom.
Oh. Let's see, what does this say here? There's cartoons on here, little cars going in different directions. Who kept score on this thing?
That's me right there, the bottom.
166. Oh, we got some terrific bowling scores here. Why don't you have these guys, look at these scores. 113, 75, 92, 79, 111, 104, 83. I'll tell you what, I'll get the whole secret for you people. The next time you go bowling, have them set up the pins in the alley.
Next time I go bowling, I'm going to play the pinball.
What's that? I'll say it for him. He said the next time he goes bowling, he's going to pay the pin boy. And I want to say that's a terrific idea. You'd be surprised what those boys can do with their feet when nobody's looking. Well, let's go along here now and play another record. And then we have some people here from the Colony Club we're going to talk to. They've been out there tonight. We present Music with K-Star on Capitol Records and a very pretty song called Please Love Me.
Please love me. At least pretend you do. Please hold me the way I want you to. I've never had my first true love affair. You came along and you taught me to care. So why don't you hold me and while your lips are near, please tell me the things I've longed to hear, to make this all a lovely dream come true. Please love me.
You want the last bus for Culver City? Let's see now. What would be the... Oh,
you
well,
can't
don't...
You get there from here.
I see Buzzy Green is leaving for the city dumps. He lives out there under the ash cans. Yeah, we're on the air now. Hello, Buzzy.
Hey, I got news for you. The largest show ever seen in Southern California was presented tonight at the Colony Club. Anniversary show. We had 19 people on a show. There it is right there. See the cast right there? And we had the biggest novelty show with lovely Jacqueline Hurley, her last appearance before going back to Chicago. She's going to be on a Super Circus show there. I saw the contract. And we had Buddy Ray.
That's the bearded lady, isn't it?
We had Buddy Ray from the Danny Kaye Show in the Palladium Theater in London. And we had lovely Madeline right here. See, Madeline Manners. And, oh, we had so many feature acts. We had 19 people on the show, and the biggest show. And next week, it's going to be bigger. No kidding.
Well, are they all people that, you know, performers, or do they like Charlie Foy's? They get the waiters up there and everything?
No, every one of them are paid performers, and believe me, they get...
They're what?
Paid with money.
Spray that again, will you?
Believe me, the show costs more loot than... I don't know how he does it, no kidding. If it wasn't for the seating capacity and the wonderful crowds that we have there, the place is jam-packed to the doors. You know, I'm talking about 149th and Western Colony Club.
Stepping on my line. Go ahead.
Yes, it's all leather seats and really such. And you know, when you walk in the door, you know, a lot of people think they come down for the show, but they don't. You know why they come down there?
Why do they come down?
Thousands of people, as they walk through the door, you can hear screams of ecstasy as they gaze up at the ceiling and see the answer to the thing. It's ghastly. It's unbelievable.
You have a lot of trouble staying up there all night?
Please, please. You know what I'm talking about. Something that is awe-inspiring. We had a lot of
people. How dare you
people.
Say those kind of things about Mr. Irving Ross?
Believe me, it isn't him. It really is something worthwhile traveling thousands of miles to go down and see the ceiling of the foyer at the Colony Club.
Well, I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
And Phil,
thousand miles,
a wonderful piano player named Phil who was down there tonight, Phil Horton, who was down there, and he saw the show tonight and he raved about it. He works out of this spot in Seal Beach. Wonderful musician. Bye. See you. Hey, would you like to meet some awfully nice people from the Ina Ray Hutton Show? That's Sandra Berkova over there, that beautiful blonde right there.
Who?
Sandra Berkova. Isn't she gorgeous?
A girl bartender?
No, girl bartender.
Bartender. We'll get in and talk to her here in a minute. First, we got Marvin Ross back here again, Marvin.
I have a question, Art. Oh. I'm just wondering about that coat you're wearing tonight. It's been bothering me for the last 10 minutes. I'd like to know, is that Paul Scrivener's coat you're wearing or something?
Looks like you lost an election bet.
What?
It looks like you lost an election bet.
Well, I tell you, I wasn't real worried. I've heard a lot of bad cracks about this coat, but I wasn't worried about it until a little while ago.
Don't you care? Wear it.
I set it down and it started to move by itself. And I was wondering what... But I'll tell you, this is a coat
It should.
That...
It swayed.
And this is a... It what?
Oh. That's a joke, son.
That's reaching. But this coat belongs to Les Paul. I mean, it's a little frayed. Like I said a little while ago, he must have bought this in his, when he wasn't doing so
before
well.
Before Tennessee Walls.
Yeah. BTO. No, BTW, yeah. Before, or BG, huh? Before Goofus.
That's why he gave it to you. He's afraid to wear it now.
That's well. F-R-A-Y-E-D.
Truthfully, though, that is a nice coat. How much did the horse pay?
Wait a minute here. No, this thing is nice. It's kind of long. It's almost now.
Overcoat. Any coat is long on you, LeBeau.
Oh, no. All right, I think that's pushing it. Here, you could get in here with me. Wouldn't that be nice? Wait a minute.
Say hello to this gorgeous
Sandra.
Woman.
Maybe she could get in here with me. That'll
hey,
be real
that's
nice.
An idea.
Yeah. Huh?
If she gets in there, I wear the coat.
You what?
I said, what am I going to get?
Oh, she's so young.
Yeah, 10 seconds of silence here. But. Since we're wearing Les Paul's coat tonight, let's play a Les Paul record. This coat...
Hey, play How High the Moon as a request for me, would you?
Oh, wouldn't that be... That's wonderful.
And for me.
That's one of my favorite numbers. Takes me out of high. How High the Moon. You got
everybody
that
want How High the Moon?
Yeah, you
how
got the moon.
Who is this guy Moon, huh? Great. Okay, here we go. Les Paul and Mary Ford. I got the final funny line in here. I knew I would if I fought for it. How High the Moon, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's wrong dubbing. Here we go.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Where there's heaven, high in the moon. There is no moon above, and love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me, I love you. Where there's music, I'll hear how far. Shine if you would come to me soon. And until you will, still my heart, how high the moon.
Our co-sponsor on these broadcasts is the Colony Club, and we have a group of people. I understand that we're at the Colony tonight. We're in the back seat of their car now, and there's everything back here, believe me. I'm going to talk to this girl a little bit here. Now, we found an old magazine back here, and I pick it up, and it says, this is an old pageant magazine. Pageant, I say again, it says on the back, what good is a bathing suit? Don't miss... Wait a minute.
What I want to know is, are we on the air?
Yeah.
What I want to know is who's getting... You aren't really, because what I'm going to say will get us off the air permanently.
No, go ahead.
I say we want to know who's getting to who, when, why, and where.
Oh, well, this says here.
No? No? Well, then I guess we're off the air.
Oh. All right, well, here, we've got a thing here that says,
Oh?
This is a sequel to yours. What good is a bathing suit?
Tell her about the
Don't miss
suit.
Page 12.
Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute. Turn to page. I'll tell
stuff.
You one thing we got to do here, and that's turn to page 12. There's no two ways about that. Let's see. Page 12.
Well, from chapter 11, you know.
Oh, is that where it is? Oh, I better go back the other way. Let's see. Let's see. It says here, how to buy a bathing suit. Pageant's guide for women in their annual battle. Is that what she's wearing? To find the bathing suit of their dreams. And then there's a big red cross here. I don't know what that means. First aid. Perfect figure. Oh, better not read these. Pudgy or mature. This is a very interesting article. It says here, petite figure, tall figure. Here's a classic. Heavy-hipped figure. Pudgy or mature figure. They have little signs here. One is a arrow and one is a circle and one is a short line. Well, it's kind of hard to show you. If we had TV, it would be real great. Let's find out. Let's see. We're going to talk now to a petite figure here.
Sandra Berkova. Sandra Berkova from the
I figured since you're whispering, you might as well say it into the mic.
Isn't she gorgeous? That's one of the prettiest customer Scrivener's ever had.
Yes, sir. I tell you, if every Scrivener's hamburger were eaten by a girl that looks like this, those hamburgers would be the happiest things in the world, you know?
Of course, you know, the main reason I mentioned that, because she was a customer at the Colony Club tonight, too.
Oh, well, we won't hold that against her. Uh-oh, gee, I'm going to be in trouble here.
She came down to study how the better-class clubs make such terrific business, especially the Colony. See, she sees the shows on the air, but it's nothing like the beauty parade that we present down at the Colony Club.
Well, that's right. I thought it was wonderful. And I, honest to God, I've been to a lot of clubs, and I really thought it was the best.
Now I can take the gun.
Sounds like she really means it. We've got to go that far with it.
The
check will be in the mail in the morning.
Yeah. We'll mail you your check in the morning. And what do you say again?
She was going to tell me something I was going to say anyway. I just want to give a plug for Buzzy Green. And I've heard so much about him. It's the first time I've ever been able to see him. And I think he is great. He is a show in himself, and I'm not kidding you.
Well, if you don't believe that.
And if you're listening, I'll take more money.
if you don't believe it, he's Buzzy Green. He's a great show. Walk up to him anytime and ask him.
Thank you very much, mister. Thank you very much.
Let's find out about the driver here. What's your name? Would you tell me? You don't have to, you know.
The real name?
Well.
Oh, yeah. No.
Wait a minute
Not
now.
That,
this,
really.
What's coming here? How about over here?
Not really.
You're not going to tell us. Well, all right.
Shy people.
Yeah, everybody but Sandra is shy. Well, anyway, there's a lot of things in the back seat here we wish we could show you, but we can't. There's an old coffee pot here.
Some bedroom slippers and an old steak.
Yeah, there's an old shoe in here. And there's a nice salt shaker and a few old bottles of...
There's a drum.
What does this say? A-L-T-E. A-L-T-E-S.
Oh.
Oh,
good band.
How are you?
Good band.
Are you listening, Tom Hanlon, huh? Okay. Well, let's go along now and have the next record. We need some music here. As a matter of fact, we have two real good ones by Frank Sinatra and Dagmar. The first one is their new novelty release, a real cute one called Mama Will Bark. And the second one is the very fine voice of Frank Sinatra and Try a Little Tenderness.
My feet were killing me, my dogs were barking. I must have fallen asleep where I was parking. And then I dreamed two dogs were talking, take my word. It was the doggonest thing you ever heard. She said,
Mama will bark.
You look so lovely in the moonlight.
Yes, but Papa will bark.
Your eyes are shining like the starlight.
Yes, but Mama will bark.
Your lips are so inviting, darling. Give me one more kiss.
Mama will spank.
The night is young and you are here so near.
But Papa will spank.
Please let me whisper in your ear, my dear.
But Mama will spank.
This is a moment I have dreamed of, darling. Oh, what a bliss. I think that I shall never see a tree as lovely as thee.
Hot dog, what?
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Give me your kiss.
I really have to go. My ma will worry.
Give me your kiss.
It's getting late. I really have to hurry. Well, just a teensy weensy little one, and then good night.
Give me your paw.
Something inside me says I really shouldn't.
Let me hold your paw.
If it was anybody else, I wouldn't.
Give me your paw.
The way you make me stay out late with you, it just ain't right.
I swear that I shall never see a canine lovely as thee.
Hot dog, what?
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss.
Say, you the air, Dale. It's been keeping me daughter out late every night, huh? Well, take that. Take that. Take that. Hey, hey, oh, 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 oh. Hot dog, woof.
In the hustle of the day, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much, a word, a smile, and a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be if he'll just be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. Be waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy. Try a little tender. Voice
of Frank Sinatra with Dagmar. On the first one, Mama Will Bark. And the second one, a very beautiful song, one of the old Columbia waxings of Frank Sinatra, who incidentally is out here on the West Coast making a picture. So we're all going to be looking forward to seeing Frankie Boy on the screen. This is Art LeBeau, the original roving disc jockey, our broadcast coming right from Scrivener's, Scrivener's, L.A.'s most popular chain. We're still conducting our voting poll on, do you think the man or the woman should handle the family finances? And we might as well ask Sandra this question. What do you think about it? Do you think the man or the woman should handle the family finances in a marriage?
Well, naturally, being a woman, I should stick up for my own sex, but frankly, I think a man should.
Yeah, judging from the fur coat you have on there, I imagine you'd probably take the weekly budget and go out and buy something else to go with it.
Oh, no, not
quite.
Be
murder. I know why you vote that way now, all right? We'll put you down as a man. I mean, we'll put you down as a...
No.
We'll put you down as a vote. Thank you. Let's present another song now. We got one here by Erskine Hawkins, an old one. And once again, it seems I've left something out here. Let me see. Oh, our co-sponsor, the Colony Club. Let's say something about them again. I always say we should say a word for the Colony Club. So we'll say it, a word for the Colony Club. Erskine Hawkins now, and remember. Hawkins. Are we all in? Yeah, here we go. My goodness, where did the...
Yeah, it's all coming from one fire.
What is this? Where did the corn cobs come out here? What is... Oh, that's all right.
She's threshing wheat.
Yeah, everything's fine. The girls are all set to take off now.
Good night.
And we have a cheering party here.
Yay!
Among them...
kiss.